Bradleyville to see the world, with college graduation just behind. She packed her summer up into a duffel bag, and shoes strung round on apples, bread and wine. She had some dust to shake off from her hometown. She had to lose herself in order to be found. She had things to do before she would settle down back in that old town again. She chanced to meet an artist, pastel drawing on a street. Matthew's French was just as bad as hers. They stood and talked for hours among the burghers of Calais, and mocked the statue posed round Sacré-Cœur. There he unpacked his heart with poetry, pen and sight, professing his love to her as above the bell tower chime. And she responded almost in kind. She held back for a time, then they embraced. But how could she tell Steve back home she'd met someone? And what about the job she would start in fall? And how about the fact that they're from different worlds? It felt so right, but made no sense at all. Flustered and shaken, he hastened away. She chased after, imploring him to stay, and said, "Let's just live for and seize every day like a Roman holiday as we go." And for a time they travel, spinning in their dance, but the youth of ageless summers turn cruelly cold. And as her train crept away into that starry night, their hands then slowly broke their hold. They wrote letters and called each day or so. All their friends said, "It's not realistic, you know. Yes, it was nice, but now it's time to let go. With no common ground, you only grow apart." Just south of Bradleyville, her family and career take most her time. Now and then she wonders what became of him, and why the magic faded over time. They wrote letters or called each year to say, "How's your family? Yes, mine's doing okay." But then he moved somewhere and they lost touch one day. Nothing left to say, c'est la vie. That poet never found the words he'd meant to say. May you live for and seize every day. She will always be the one who got away. One Roman holiday long ago.